With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. Montana Democratic Senator John Tester wants immigration officials to tell Congress when they eavesdrop on cell phone conversations. His proposal is part of the Department of Homeland Security's 2018 budget, which is still under consideration in Congress. Yellowstone Public Radio's Nate Hedgie reports.
From the mountains of Afghanistan to the deserts of Iraq, the federal government has been listening in on foreign cell phone conversations for years. But in 2016, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, were caught eavesdropping on calls here in the U.S. They were trying to root out an undocumented immigrant in Detroit. And while they did it with a search warrant approved by a judge, Tester says it's a slippery slope.
We need to be very careful not to allow for government overreach because I think it can happen very, very quickly.
So Tester's proposal requires the Department of Homeland Security to report when they use devices called MC catchers to listen in on cell phone conversations. These MC catchers are about the size of a toaster.
And they send out a signal that mimics the signal from a real cell tower.
Nate Fried-Wessler is an attorney with the ACLU. He says the MC catcher works like a fishnet, grabbing data from everyone's cell phone until it zeroes in on a suspect.
This is not precise targeted surveillance, but instead it ends up sweeping in information about lots of bystanders who have absolutely nothing to do with the law enforcement investigation issue.
And this raises privacy concerns. Wessler believes there needs to be more judicial and legislative oversight for these devices. So he and his organization, the ACLU, support Tester's proposal.
It's not the only protection that we need, but it's a crucial one.
Tester's proposal would force ICE to tell Congress the number of times the agency has used MC catchers and how many suspects these devices apprehended. But first, it needs approval in Congress and the president's signature. The provision is part of Homeland Security's proposed 2018 budget, which is currently stalled out in a Senate committee. I'm Nate Hedgie, Yellowstone Public Radio.